What do you call the center of a peach?
We call them the cones.
Okay. What do you call, well, the two kinds of peaches, and one of them, the meat sticks to the seed, and the other one, the meat comes free. Now, what do you call those two different?
Well, there's clear glass, and then they call albergers, they turn loose clear.
Okay. And how about the ones that that cling, that hang tight?
Well, we call them clear glass peaches, I reckon.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got it mixed up. Okay, so the ones that the meat sticks, you call those clear glass.
That's right.
And the ones that they come through are Alberta peaches.
That's right.
Okay. What do you call beans that aren't shelled? You just eat them whole.
Snap beans.
Okay. And how about large, flat, sort of yellowish kind of beans that are about the size of my thumbnail, maybe a little bit bigger?
Well.
And those do have to be shelled if you grow them.
Some of them are butter beans, and then other beans are white beans and things. We call them lima beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
Well, we call them greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that is shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Well, rochinaire.
Okay. What do you call an animal that's black and it has a white stripe down its back and it smells awful?
I call them skunks.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about that big and it doesn't have any fur? It's a little bit slimy sometimes. And you find them by ponds and lakes, and they hop. And sometimes they go like that.
Well, you don't have fur?
No, It likes the water a lot.
No.
And it hops. And you hear them sometimes at night.
I don't know, ma'am, what.
Okay. Well, let me see. I'm trying to figure out how to get you to say it without saying it myself. Let's see. There are a lot of different kinds of these things, and you're going to know exactly what I mean whenever I can make it clear enough to you. But some of them about that big. They kind of squat down like this. Is their normal position, and they hop.
Squirrels?
No, the squirrels have fur. These are a little bit slimy, and some people say you get warts from them.
Oh, frogs?
Yeah, that's what I was after. Okay. Now, what do you call a smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise? It's a little tiny one, and it chirps.
Rain frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Well, there's different kinds of them. We dig out of the ground. We call them earthworm.
Okay.
The ones that get on the top, we just call them roots.
And the what?
The ones that get off trees and things, we just call them baits.
Okay. Well, what about some worms that are a little bit smaller than earthworms? I guess they're about like that. And they're used for bait, too. You dig them?
Wiggle worms.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call an insect that sends off light on and off in the summertime, and you can see it at night, flashes on and off?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call a little insect that's got a long, thin body, maybe about that long, and it's got real filmy kind of wings on it? And you see it sometimes around lakes or ponds, or sometimes you see it. There's one sitting up there on that wire. See it?